All right, I would like to call this October regular meeting of the Port of Siuslaw to order. We have present Rob Ward, Mike Buchwald, Bill Myers present in the room. We have Terry Duman and Craig Salizzi remotely. And do we have anybody that has asked to make a presentation?
No.
Okay, then we're going to skip that. So let's approval of the minutes by, first of all, are there any additions or corrections to the agenda itself? Hearing none, the agenda is approved by consent. Approval of the minutes by consent. We have the meeting minutes draft of 8:17. We have 8:16:22. Special meetings minutes draft.
No.
Oh, am I not looking at the correct agenda?
This is the agenda. And these
you
are
were
the
reading
minutes.
The minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, you're looking at the minutes.
I'm sorry.
Of the prior meeting.
Yeah, like, all right. let me get this going again. We did approve the agenda by consent. Now, approval of the minutes by consent, 9:21:22. Anybody present have any corrections, alterations, or modifications to the minutes?
No.
Hearing none, the minutes are approved by consent. Approval of the financials by consent, but we are going to have Ms. Stewart, Ms. Kelly, give us a brief report on it.
Checks printed in September was $107,705.33. Occupancy for the campground was down 4% from last year, and the mortgage was down 8% from last year.
Yeah.
Probably because of the river being closed.
Yeah.
Yep. Any questions of Kelly or David on the financials?
Yeah, I just have one. Kelly, I'd like you to check, if you look at the page 1 of 2 of the general fund under profit and loss, budget and actual.
Page 2?
No, page 1, I'm sorry.
Page 1.
All right, account number 4100, available beginning cash. Okay. I would like you to check and make sure that July 22 beginning available cash is correct.
Okay.
And the reason being is in 47 years of doing budgets, I have never, ever seen the budgeted beginning available cash to come out to the dollar.
Okay.
Because you do this budget far before June 30th. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you're estimating what our beginning cash is going to be for July 1st. I cannot possibly believe that, and it's not a reflection on you, it's just the numbers. I cannot believe that we estimated to the dollar the budgeted number. So I think you look at your bank recons and kind of decide, I mean, because I don't even know how the port computes that based on. This says beginning available cash, and we're on the accrual basis, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And the accrual basis doesn't talk about cash. It talks about working capital, which is completely different than cash.
Right.
So if we're using the cash, that's okay. I don't have a problem with that. But when we estimate that in whenever we do, you know, April or somewhere in there, and then we take money in and we spend money, at the end of the year, I'm shocked that we could be spot on to the dollar.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
I'll double check it.
Okay.
Let me understand, Mike, exactly what you're saying. I finally got to the right page. You're talking about the 4100 line available.
Yeah. 1,491,000.
Yeah, and as of July 22nd, we've got a number there. And you're saying this number on the right-hand side under budget is what we predicted back in... I think we ought to pick lottery numbers because we are pretty darn good.
Yeah, I just, and it's sometimes it can get overlooked to make the adjustment, but I just, you know, I don't know, Kelly, I just don't think that's right.
Okay.
I mean, it could be 1,600,000. I don't know, but if we're using cash, I think you need to go to your bank reconciliation for the general fund and see what our total cash was, because that's the number that belongs in there. And then for actual, because we're looking at actual numbers. Budget is clear over to the budget column. But what goes in that column in July are the actual numbers that occurred. And the adjustment would be to fund balance, up or down, one way or the other. Maybe it's $1,200,000, I don't know.
Okay.
But it's just misleading to me when I see it. Okay. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay. That's it for me.
CZ, Terry, you heard Mike's question. First of all, Mike, I think it's an excellent question. I appreciate you bringing that up. Okay, and I got thumbs up, so there's no additional questions on that. Okay, then let's move on. Let me get back here. So we have approval, unless I hear otherwise, we have approval by consent of the financials. Okay, it is approved by unanimous consent. Managers and commissioners report. David, I believe that is you.
Rivian has still not sent us our DocuSign.
Okay.
They've sent us a draft of the contract, and I've called them, Kelly's called them, and they said they're going to send it DocuSign. I thought it would have been here by
And they
today.
Essentially liked what they saw in terms of our
contract. We're moving forward with it, but we actually have not signed the contract yet. We're just waiting on it.
Okay.
We're starting a lot of our winter projects right now. We plan on starting to finish up the decking on E-Dock, which is the boat ramp where we put, we started putting Trex decking.
Okay.
And we kind of ran out of...
That's on the left side of the boat ramp?
Yeah, we ran out of funds last year, and so we got as far as we could. And we budgeted to do the rest of it this year, so we'll be starting on that, along with the walkway that we're replacing the decking on A-Dock. We've been doing some electrical work on the docks right now, and it's apparent that some of our breaker panels on our commercial dock, the panels are rusting out.
I can believe that.
And there was actually water in some of them, so I'm... After some, it's not anything that we budgeted, but in facilities, we have enough money that we can take care of it. And so I'm getting some estimates right now. Other than that, there's an SDAO conference coming up in February at Sun River. If anybody's interested in going, it's the 10th SDAO,
Special Districts.
We usually have a couple staff and a couple commissioners that go every year, so if anyone is interested, it's the 10th through the 12th of February, so we need to get signed up pretty quick, don't
just let me know and I can get everybody, whoever signed
up. I won't be. I'm supposed to be floating around New Zealand at that time, but somebody's got to do it, so I'm going to do it.
I'd probably go.
I think the city might send people too.
They're not special districts.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
the fire department.
Fire department. Right. Yeah.
Okay, so I'll sign you up, but if anybody else wants to be signed up, let me know.
Yeah, and I'll double check my calendar, but I think I'm going to be gone.
Okay.
Otherwise, I would. I like those special district meetings. David, and I'm going to ask this before Terry does. Have we heard from Jack at all on our bulkhead?
Not lately. Not since we've sent the permit in, so we've the permit's sent in. I did,
and that permit is for us to do some rehab on it. It's not for the final bulkhead.
No, it's for the final repair and everything. The permit is
okay, but we haven't heard the word on the funding yet, or whether or not we are going to get it funded, or what proportion of it.
Basically, it's 75% is what we initially get funded through FEMA.
So we pick up to 25%.
We're going after it through the state right now at this point.
Okay.
We're hoping that Business Oregon is going to help us out on that, just like they did the last time.
Now, is our estimate about a million and a half?
$2 million.
$2 million?
Yep.
Okay, so we would be on the hook for $500,000 if we have to pick up the... Special districts, Oregon?
Business Oregon was the one that picked up the tab on our last project, and that's basically what we're hoping for this time also.
Okay. And in terms of a timeline, is there any way to know when some of this stuff is going to...
The next in-the-water work window will be next year. We won't do it this year, and I think at the last meeting when we had the geologist and Jack came down.
Okay.
And they made it aware that it should not slough.
It should not slough anymore on that part that's...
Yep.
All right, okay.
And so we were just going to go wait for the final
repair. So what, it might be another 6 or 8 months before we hear the final word?
I'm thinking maybe a couple more months.
Okay.
To where we start really hearing.
Okay. Terry and CZ, did you pick up on that, where we are on the bulkhead? Okay. Do you guys have any questions of David on his report? David, have you concluded your report?
Yeah, no, that's all I have for now.
That's David's report. I have no questions.
Unless you guys
on it.
Got any more questions?
Do you guys have any more questions?
The only question I had was we were scheduled to do some paving repair.
We did Mapleton. We resealed the Mapleton parking lot up there. The pavers were supposed to be showing up here at the end of this month, but it hasn't happened yet.
Okay. So, who are we using, Dave?
Ray Wells.
Huh. It's going to be a little wet.
It probably ain't going to happen.
I know. That's what's starting to worry me.
Anything else for the good of the order, gentlemen?
Nope.
Then this meeting is adjourned.
Good to see y'all.
Yep.
Hey, talking to